The Comey Memos.
Memo number 6.
The next memo has the heading unclassified/FOUO. The president called me on my CMS phone at 8:13 a.m. today, parenthesis, March 30th, 2017, end parenthesis. The call lasted 11 minutes, parenthesis, about 10 minutes when he was connected, end parenthesis. We were connected by Royal Crown switchboard. He began by joking that I was getting more publicity than he. I replied that I hated. He then said he was trying to run the country and the cloud of this Russia business was making that difficult. He said he thinks he would have won the healthcare vote but for the cloud. He then went on at great length explaining that he has nothing to do with Russia, parenthesis, has a letter from the largest law firm in D.C. saying he has gotten no income from Russia, end parenthesis, was not involved with hookers in Russia, parenthesis. Can you imagine me, hookers? I have a beautiful wife, and it has been very painful, end parenthesis. Is bringing a personal lawsuit against Christopher Steele. Always advise people to assume they were being recorded in Russia. Has accounts now from those who traveled with him to Miss Universe that he didn't do anything, etc. He asked what he could do to lift the cloud. I explained that we were running it down as quickly as possible and that there would be great benefit if we didn't find anything to our good housekeeping seal of approval, but we had to do our work. He agreed, but then returned to the problems this was causing him. Went on at great length about how bad he was for Russia because of his commitment to more oil and more nukes, parenthesis, ours are 40 years old, end parenthesis. He said something about the hearing last week. I responded by telling him I wasn't there as a volunteer, and he asked who was driving that. Was it Nunes who wanted it? I said all the leadership wanted to know what was going on and mentioned that Grassley had even held up the DAG nominee to demand information. I said we had briefed the leadership on exactly what we were doing and who we were investigating. I reminded him that I had told him we weren't investigating him and that I had told the congressional leadership the same thing. He said it would be great if that could get out and several times asked me to find a way to get that out. He talked about the guy he read about in the Washington Post today. Parenthesis note, I think he meant Sergey Milyan, end parenthesis, and said he didn't know him at all. He said if there was, quote, some satellite, end quote, parenthesis note, I took this to mean some associate of his or his campaign, end parenthesis, that did something, it would be good to find that out, but that he hadn't done anything and hoped I would find a way to get out that we weren't investigating him. As the conversation ended, he said that he hadn't brought up the McCabe thing because I had said he was an honorable guy. Parenthesis, note, I think he meant that he, quote, hadn't brought it up, end quote, in this conversation, but he could have meant something else, end parenthesis. I repeated that he was. He then said he hadn't brought it up, but the McAuliffe is close to the Clintons and had given him money, but I had said he was an honorable guy. I repeated that he, parenthesis Andy, end parenthesis, was an honorable person. He finished by stressing that he was trying to make deals for the country. The cloud was hurting him, parenthesis, and mentioned going to G7 with it hanging over him, end parenthesis, and he hoped I could find a way to get out that he wasn't being investigated. I told him I would see what we could do and that we would do the work well and as quickly as we could. 10:05. I called the acting attorney general and relayed the substance of the above and said I was telling him so he could decide what guidance to give me, if any. JBC, March 30th, 2017. End of memo.